Welcome back to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy. When the alleged Alito draft of an opinion striking down Roe v. Wade leaked last month, one of the more memorable responses came from Jamie Manson, executive director of Catholics for Choice. She pulled no punches in blaming the hierarchy for bringing us to this crisis point. Busy as she is, Jamie has found the time to be with us today, and so I am happy to welcome her to State of Belief Radio. Jamie, welcome, and thanks for doing this with us. Let me begin by asking, why is it important for Catholics and others to recognize the source of this misguided draft decision?
So the reason that I argue that the hierarchy is the source of the fruits of what we saw in the leaked decision 2 weeks ago is because the Catholic bishops were the first to start to really monitor the liberalization of abortion laws in the states in the late 1960s. And they were very concerned about it. And they created the Right to Life League, which is part of the what was then the National Council of Catholic Bishops, now the USCCB. And they used it. They were the first to use it as a political tool to animate their base. And it was the evangelicals who got the idea from Catholics in the mid-1970s. The evangelicals had really been activating their own base on segregation and on religious liberties around that. And that finally became too uncomfortable to keep beating a racist drum like that. It wasn't tenable anymore. And they needed what they called a respectable issue to pivot to, and saw the political success Catholics were having by trying to defeat pro-choice candidates and try to promote anti-choice candidates. And so that's what we see happening. You know, that's when they pivoted. Mm-hmm. They were inspired by that. Yeah. And in addition, the Beckett Fund, which has been the counsel in all of these cases that have gone before the Supreme Court, fighting for what I consider religious overreach. Yeah. And that is a Catholic initiative founded by a very Catholic man, and the Federalist Society, which has Catholic leadership. Leonard Leo is a very conservative, devout Catholic. Yeah. And he has been the one vetting all of these Supreme Court justices all of these years and putting them before people like Donald Trump. Yeah.
You know, activists immediately recognized the threats other groups face based on the language of that draft. Marriage equality, for example, could be reversed on the same grounds. And I imagine that would be no problem for the bishops.
Oh, absolutely not. No, this is their complete agenda, is to take their, what I believe is very hard right understanding of sex, sexuality, and sexual reproduction, and codify it into law. Mm-hmm. And, this is we're all fighting the same ideology, which is the Catholic understanding of rigid gender roles, the Catholic understanding of the purpose of sex, which is always procreation. And the issue is that, all of these protections we have for contraception in Griswold, for abortion access in Roe, for same-sex marriage in Obergefell are all based on the 14th Amendment privacy rights. Yeah. And that does not enumerate those rights. And so until we have genuine equality guaranteed to us in the Constitution through enumerated rights, we're going to see this kind of religious overreach happening again and again.
There is such a tension between the beliefs of Catholics in the pews and the leadership of the church in this country. Would you talk about the effect that tension has in eroding trust among the faithful?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, this has been, this started really in 1968 when Pope Paul VI published Humani Vitae, banning all methods of artificial contraception. That was really the first big break, because we know 98% of Catholics use artificial contraceptives at some point in their life. Mm-hmm. Catholics in the pews felt that the church was not honoring their lives. and their challenges and their need to be able to control the timing and number of their children for the benefit of their families as an act of responsible parenthood, really. And so that was the first big break. And just, I think, to watch the bishops become so political and politically motivated, knowing they were losing moral influence over their own people. So trying to shift and get political influence, I think, is very distasteful to Catholics. And I would say the biggest break I've seen was last year when the bishops moved, the U.S. bishops moved to create a pastoral letter that would, in effect, ban people like President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from communion. Even conservative Catholics were very disenchanted and disgusted by that move, so that the church actually, by the church, I mean the U.S. bishops, started to retreat, which is something I haven't seen them do recently. Mm-hmm. And so it's a remarkable chasm between the U.S. bishops, what they see as preeminent issues, and what Catholics understand are the important issues and what their values are.
We need to take another break, but I'll talk more with Jamie Manson in just a minute. And later, Pew Research on what Americans of all backgrounds believe about a woman's right to choose. Now, if you miss any part of today's program, you can hear full episodes of State of Belief anytime on our website. You'll also find links to the topics we discussed this week, extended interviews and transcripts, and an archive of past shows. All of that at stateofbelief.com. I'm Welton Gaddy. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, religion and radio done differently.